was a fun trip. It wore me out. It was worth it to see all of our old friends from school. Yeah. I haven't drank like that since college either. I guess we've grown up to be responsible adults or something. Oh, shut up! I was not more drunk than you were. You had at least 3 or 4 more drinks than I did last night. Okay. Yes, you are bigger than me, but still. I know you. You get all handsy and happy when you're wasted, and last night you spent more time with your arms around someone's shoulder or hugging somebody than you did actually talking. No, it wasn't, like, creepy or anything. If anything, it's sweet. If alcohol makes us more honest, then you're honestly just a nice, caring guy. Who definitely shows it through touch. Yeah, I think she might have been a little weirded out by it too, but it's whatever. She was always kind of weird about hugs or even shaking hands. I'm sure she'll get over it. Me, on the other hand, I'm always up for a friendly hug. Or even cuddling. Remember that time when the 7 of us split a hotel room with just 2 beds? Yeah, she slept on the floor and the rest of us got real cozy. Now that I think about it, you were a little drunk that night too. I remember waking up with your big arms wrapped around me. No, don't worry, it was nice. From what I remember, you were warm and I just kind of felt safe. You don't believe me? I promise, it wasn't weird. Here. I grabbed your arm and I'm putting my head on your shoulder. It's not weird at all. It is really nice. I could drift off like this. Should be easy enough to get some sleep tonight with the rest of this train car so empty. We seriously lucked out. You don't mind, do you? Little old me cuddling up against your arm. Good. Thanks. Do you ever wish it was normal for friends to just, like, have a sleepover and cuddle each other to sleep? It wouldn't even have to be sexual at all, just the nice feeling of having someone close, you know? You always get me. I'd say we should just do it, but someone would find out and think we're sleeping together, like, you know, in the less literal sense, and then it would end up being a whole thing. You think we could hide it? Yeah, maybe so. You know, you may be able to hide our cuddle habits, but it looks like there's something else you aren't doing as good of a job hiding. No, don't worry. I know it happens to all guys. No, don't try and hide it now. It isn't a big deal. No, don't try and hide it now. It isn't a big deal. And, you know, moving it around all this stuff only calls more attention to it. I said it isn't a big deal. Not that it isn't big. Not that I'm not saying that it is big, but I'm not making comments about your cock. There's nothing wrong with it at all. It looks fine. You really have nothing to be embarrassed about. I am a little curious, though. Where did it come from? Like, what's got you all excited all of a sudden? The vibration of the train? Really? I've heard of friends sitting on top of a washing machine or dryer to get off, but never a train giving a guy a boner. I guess I can see how it might be similar, though. Either way, I guess it's especially lucky our car is basically empty now, huh? Can I tell you something? I'll tell you so you don't have to feel alone. Just because a girl doesn't have a tent in her pants doesn't mean she isn't turned on. And for me, it isn't because of the vibrations of the train. Yeah, I've been horny since before we even got on the train. Yes, really? And cuddling up against this strong arm hasn't exactly calmed me down either. Do you think that friends could do more than just cuddle together. You know, just more. Like, if you were back at your place and you were hard like this, what would you do? Yeah, I guess I could have figured that answer out. And to be honest, I would be touching myself too. Is that something we could do as friends? Really? Good. I really want to. Go ahead, take it out then. Come on, nobody has walked through here in over an hour. Even if they did, we would have plenty of time to cover up before they would actually see us. And like I said, you have nothing to be embarrassed about around me. Yeah? Okay, do it. Slide her pants down just enough to take it out. God, remember earlier when I said I wasn't gonna comment on your cock? Well, I lied. Your cock is amazing. Will you stroke it for me a little? Not until I slide my pants down a little too. Okay, okay, fair is fair. I'm just gotta give you back your arm and slide back in my seat. Pull down my pants, my panties. I'm glad I shaved. I did not expect to be showing off to anyone. If I touch myself, you have to stroke. It's only fair. And I don't think I can keep my fingers off my clit much longer. It's even sexier with your hand wrapped around it. Oh yeah. I guess that is a wet spot on my panties. See, there are ways to see that women are horny too. Just maybe a little less obvious. God, I can see that little drop of pre-cum about to drip off your head. I'm gonna speed up a little. Will you, too? I want to see your hand pumping faster. Oh. Fuck, this feels so good. It's really exciting being kind of in the open like this. Turns you on, too. Good. I'm being just as loud. It feels really good touching myself while I watch you like this. What am I doing? I'm just sliding my fingers up my shirt so I can play with my nipples a little. Yeah. I usually do that when I get myself off. Do you want to try? Yeah, I think it would probably feel great. I can't take my top off, and I don't think you can reach up under my shirt like I just did. Here, I'll just lean back against your chest. Yeah, wrap your arm around me like that, and should be able to just slide your hand inside my bra like that. Keep stroking with your other hand for me. God, your hands are so big and strong. It feels so fucking nice on my tits. Much more firm and rough than mine. God, when you pinch my nipples like that, I can feel it just jolt down to my pussy. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Fuck. I'm getting close. Fuck, me too. I can't believe we're doing this on a fucking train. Wait, don't come yet. I need you to fuck me. Yeah, I know we're friends, but I need you to fuck me. I need you inside me. Okay, just let me shift forward a little in my seat and I'll slide my leggings down a bit more. And if you turn, you can fuck me from behind and I can hold on to the seats to try and stay steady. This way, if anybody walks in, we still have the seats to cover us. Please just fuck me. Like that. Oh, I'm thrusting back against you. God. Oh, sound in my eyes and ass hitting you is probably too loud, but I don't really care right now. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Just please come inside me. It's okay. I want to feel it. Oh, oh, God. Care either. It was worth it even if they did hear. Thank you though. Who knew the best part of this trip would be on the way home? Do you think this could be something that doesn't have to end with this trip? I know we said friends could cuddle and more than we could get off together. Maybe sometimes we could fuck too. And maybe we can see if this is something more than just friends. You like that? Good. Me too. Listen, I'm gonna go get cleaned up, but when I get back, dibs on cuddling up with that arm when I go to sleep, okay?